All that.
We all have choices to make.
All that.
Like right now. It's The Choice Is Yours, built by Jared Companies. You have a choice, so when you have a need for site and utility work, fire protection, concrete and asphalt services, the choice is simple. It's Jared Companies. For more, visit JaredCompaniesInc.com. The choice is yours, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
It is that time of the week, time for The Choice Is Yours here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Jared Companies, above and beyond industry standards. Jared Companies, Inc., the only company you need for site work, fire protection, paving and concrete needs. Jared Companies offers a wide range of services, including grading, excavation, drainage, underground utilities, fire sprinkler, fire alarm services, and more. If you need an estimate, call 615-515-1270 or go to JaredCompaniesInc.com. That's J-A-R-R-E-T-T CompaniesInc.com. I am in the questions chair today. Joe Rexroad, Nick Kieser, would we like to begin with sports or non-sports?
Non-sports, Robbie. Let's roll.
Non-sports. All right. In honor of our discussion this week about Messi, and is he the most famous athlete coming to Nashville? Who's the most famous person you have ever seen live with your own two eyes? The most famous person you have ever seen with your own two eyes. Maybe we could even amend it to talk to.
Yeah. I mean,
your most famous person you've ever talked to.
So I've met two presidents.
Okay.
H.W. Bush and Obama.
Okay.
But I've also met Muhammad Ali.
Ooh.
So, I mean, I think that'd be an interesting one. Somebody tell me. We had this discussion the other day on Messi and, like, you know, Taylor Swift and all this stuff. And someone was like, what about, like, presidents who have come to Nashville? Yeah. I was like, well, that's a fair point, right? President,
famous
worldwide superstar.
Yes.
So, text line, tell me what's more famous, a president or Muhammad Ali?
That's a good one. Yeah. I like that. Nick Kieser, the most famous person you ever spoken to.
I'm still mulling over it a little bit.
I can come back to you.
Yeah, go ahead and come back
Riddle
to me. No, no way.
Yes. Joe Rexroad? Mine.
PK, Paul Karhoski.
So I have another.
Asheville Grass.
Another poll. I have two people that come to mind that are the most famous I've ever spoken with. One is LeBron James.
What? One is an obvious one.
And two is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So which one's more famous, LeBron James or Taylor Swift?
Taylor.
I think it's Taylor Swift.
You think so?
Your buddy. Your childhood buddy.
Yes.
I think so. I think that's the most famous person anybody has met.
Anybody.
You and I anybody ever.
Okay.
Taylor Swift is as much an international superstar right now of any on any platform as there is.
You think she's more famous than LeBron? I legitimately am asking. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
All right. So I guess Taylor Swift is my answer.
There's some people who just don't follow sports at all.
Yep.
Now, I understand there's some people who don't follow music, but you still know Taylor Swift, right? I think so.
So I guess Taylor Swift's my answer.
All right.
Nick, do you have an answer?
Yeah, actually, so I'm struggling. I could very easily just go with a hockey profile here, but I'm not. I, too, have met Taylor Swift, and the reason I'm bringing it up is because when Cracker Barrel in Hendersonville opened, and I'm talking about the one that opened over there by Walmart in town.
Shut up.
I just met her when that place opened. I walked in there with my family and did not recognize her at first.
She was in the Cracker Barrel?
She was in the Cracker Barrel with her mom and dad.
I just gained more respect.
I was
going to
say, don't tell me you weren't there. You were probably there.
Probably was around the corner.
I was with my grandmother.
Hey, you didn't finish that waffle?
I was with my grandmother, and we were walking in. And my mom turned around to both of us and said, y'all realize that's Taylor Swift, right? And I was like, oh, let's turn around and go introduce ourselves. So we all walked over there and said hello really fast. Didn't want to make too much of a scene. But
it's in the middle of her country fried steak.
Didn't.
Nick was in there.
Well, she was luckily leaving. She was on the way out where you can go look at all. You can kind of peruse all the candy and stuff at the front.
Yeah.
So that's where we saw her.
So you guys have met her, and my wife and daughter won't even like get me a ticket to go see her with them.
Yeah.
Awesome. Real
good
fair
stuff.
Real
really
fair.
Really nice stuff. All right, back over to sports. Who will have the better season? C.J. Stroud or Anthony Richardson, who has now been named the starting quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts? Who has a better season, Stroud or Richardson?
That's a good question. I will go with Richardson. And I disagree with people. This is probably worth a topic at some point, maybe the rest of the week. But I think Anthony Richardson starting there makes sense because your starter isn't good. You're not good. Let him learn. I think they're both going to have ups and downs. But I think the upside of Richardson and some of the plays he'll make will make it a better season than Stroud, who Yeah, frankly, I'm just not a huge fan of Stroud. I think Stroud has a chance to be good, but I think Richardson is at least going to dazzle at times.
Okay, so you're going Richardson. Nick Kuechly, Stroud, or Richardson?
I think I tend to agree with you, Joe, in the terms of maybe the dazzle from time to time, but I think that Richardson, for me, the long term of the whole season, him being the starter, him getting the better looks, and him getting the chemistry with the wide receivers, which I think have more experience possibly than some of the guys down there in Houston. And look, it's a new offense down there, more or less with D'Amico Ryans at the helm. It's a new look team for the most part. So I'm going to go Anthony Richardson as well. I don't know if Jim Irsay can quite ruin someone in their first season. So I think we should be right there.
Yeah. I'm going Stroud. I said this during the draft, and I'm not going to back off of it now. Like, I don't think Richardson needs to play this year. Like, I don't. And I realize that, you know, Gardner Minshew is the other option, so maybe they are better off just going with Richardson. But I still don't think that in an ideal situation he needs to play this year. So I will go Stroud. I don't think either one of them are going to be great this year, but I think Stroud will be a little bit more consistent than Richardson will be. So I'll go C.J. Stroud with that answer. All right, back over to non-sports. The best fast food French fry, not meal, not burger, the best fast food French fry is what?
It's McDonald's.
That was quick.
And you know, if you've seen that one, that Supersize Me or whatever, yep, or that show you like that French fries don't even decompose in your stomach, the McDonald's fries, they just like, like it's just like putting plastic in your body. Yeah. So like, believe me,
stays there for years.
Yeah, but I mean, really good McDonald's fries, like with perfectly salted, fresh, and then you dip them in the ketchup. I mean, fast food, yeah, it's easily the best, I think.
All right, so you're going McDonald's. Nick Kuechly, your best fast food French fry.
I'm usually torn in this conversation. I've had this passionate conversation with friends in college, and when Cane's opened in Bowling Green, I went with Cane's quite a bit. Now, I want to say growing up, Wendy's was my favorite fast food French fry.
When they changed the fry.
When they changed it, Joe. When they changed it. So
did they?
There is that rivalry there. I get it. It's not McDonald's whatsoever. However, I have my memories going there having milkshakes growing up, having the French fries too. So look, it's just, I'm going Wendy's. I like that one. It's a consistent one for me to fall back on. The quality I can always count on as well.
Weird. Weird answer. How about you?
Arby's Curly Fry. The Curly Fry at Arby's.
That's a good one.
That's
what I'm going with.
That is strong. I'd buy those like freezer version.
Yeah. Like I like I like McDonald's. I mean, there's a lot of good French fries that I will eat, but the Arby's Curly Fry is the number one fast food French fry, in my opinion.
That's a very good answer.
All right, back over to sports, and both of you are going to hate me because I'm going to make you look at something here. But I probably should have told you about this before, but whatever. Your most overrated team in the college football AP poll and your most underrated team in the AP poll. I can go first if I need to.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so my most overrated team in the college football AP poll, people are going to get mad at this, Michigan at number two. I think Michigan's very good. I think Michigan's probably going to make the college football playoff, well, depending on what happens in the Ohio State game. I think number two is a little bit rich for Michigan. So I think they're probably more 4, 5, 6, somewhere in that neighborhood. But Michigan at number two, my most overrated team. My most underrated team why am I blanking on this? Oh, yeah, LSU. LSU at 5. I think LSU, full disclosure, I picked them to win the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got them as like my number two team in the country.
Okay.
Number 5.
Well, I'll go.
A lot of people mad at Clemson being number 9.
Saying that they're
overrated.
That they're overrated at 9. Okay. Well,
a lot of Vols fans are really mad about that too.
Well, let me. Okay, so there's a lot of great options for overrated. I'm gonna go another Big Ten team, Penn State at 7. I don't think they're a top 10 team. I just think there's just a lack of, you know, teams that could fill the top 10. But you know, underrated team, and I know Rising is hurt, but Utah at 14. I think Utah, if he's good this year, really well-coached team.
That's a good one.
Tell me why they're not a top 10 team with him coming back.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Nick, you still thinking about
Oklahoma.
Wendy's fries? The overrated. I will say if you dip Wendy's fries in
the Frosty,
that is pretty
that
good.
Is, yes, I have done that. That really is very, very
if
good.
If you can count Frosty sauce, then I'm with you.
There you go. I will take it, Joe. I'm going to go LSU as
overrated?
A little bit overrated. Mm. I think five is a little generous. I feel like that there is some merit to them being in the top 10. I just don't think five is where they belong currently.
Okay.
So I'm going to go there. And then I think
do it. Make it the Vols.
I'm not going to go with Tennessee. No, I'm not. I'm really not. Now, one team I liked to watch last year that I know that was kind of familiar for me in terms of coverage, just paying closer attention to, and actually silly underdog picks. This was kind of a popular pick last year, was Tulane.
Yeah.
So I think Tulane could rise a little bit more this year.
They lost Tajay Sharp, though.
24?
They did lose Tajay Sharp. Yeah, there you go. But I think he elevated them a little bit. But this year, I think they might be on the rise a little bit. We'll see what they do. But that's just my own thing.
Going Tulane, the green wave. I like it.
Ryan from Chicago just weighed in on the famous thing. So he knows the green wave well down there in New Orleans. He says, because of the first name, everybody knows LeBron by the first name.
Yeah.
But see, Taylor, that first name is too common to be just a first name.
Yeah, LeBron's not a common first name.
Exactly. Like Madonna. You know, like how many people do you know? Like, oh yeah, you know old Madonna Simpson down there, down the way. No, like that name stands alone. So Taylor is a little bit too common.
That's by the way, also gave serious consideration in overrated in the AP poll to Notre Dame at 13 because they're always overrated.
Yeah, that's
low hanging fruit.
Yeah, Michigan and Notre Dame are usually good answers for that question.
Yes, they are. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Choice is Yours brought to you by Jarrett Companies, above and beyond industry standards. If you need an estimate, call 615-515-1270. Again, that's 615-515-1270. Or visit JarrettCompaniesInc.com, JarrettCompaniesInc.com. We'll take your thoughts on the text line, 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. And there's a team out there in the NFL that is very intriguing to me this year that I wonder how the public at large we'll view them. We'll get into that coming up next as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.